You're listening to Rhema for Today.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Like I said, the Word said we walk by faith. It doesn't say we stagger by faith. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. If we're staggering, it's because we're in unbelief. Now, you can stagger. Amen. But notice, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So find scripture that covers whatever you're endeavoring to believe for, praying for. Get the Word of God for it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
There was a person, a minister. Born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, had spoken in tongues. And they said they had to get out, you know, and find out who they were. Didn't know who they were. I got so disgusted with it, turned over and started watching a Western. Got more blessed from that Western. I knew that wasn't so well. It may have been built on some facts. You'd be better off sometimes just to watch a Western than you would be some of the so-called Christian shows. If you're not careful, they'll fill you full of unbelief and doubt. Didn't know who they were. Why, bless God, any born-again child of God ought to know who they are. Amen. Listen to another time, here's a woman on there, one of those Christians, singing, you know. And she got to talking and they got to interviewing her, and she talked about, you know, she had to leave her husband and go off out, you know, to try to prove something. I don't know what she's trying to prove. Because she said she didn't know who she was. And she had to get out here and find out who she is. And I've got to build my own ministry. Well, I'll tell you, a married woman's got a pretty good ministry if she'll just stay with it. Don't shout me down now. Don't you believe they're women ministers? Sure I do. But if you're a married woman, got a family, your ministry first right there. God never called any woman to neglect her husband. I could really meddle here for a while. Never called any woman to neglect her husband. Here's a woman, you know, God called her to preach. She's gone all the time. I know of a certain case. Never at home. Well, her husband got into it with another woman. Now then she goes all the time talking about how bad he... I don't want to hear if she tells me that. I'm going to say, you're the one that's bad. You ought to have been there taking care of him, bless God, and sleeping with him. Instead of running all over the country, trying to make a name for yourself. Don't shout me down. I'll sure get quiet. You go talking this way, don't you? This poor woman on TV didn't know who she was. Had to find out who she is. Why, if she'd have known the Bible, she'd know who she is. She's a child of God if she's born again. I'm a child of God, praise God. I'm born again. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
I'm a new creature. Are you?
Yes.
I've been born again. I told you I could meddle here quite a bit. I better hush before I get started, though. I can just tell it's coming on. I don't know whether it's anointing of the Holy Ghost, whether I'm about to anoint myself. But there's some things that need to be said. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Don't know whether helps you or not, but it preached me happy. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's see now. Where were we? Where were we in our discussion here? Let's see. Sometimes some of those side journeys helps us as much as anything. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Like I said, the word said we walk by faith. It doesn't say we stagger by faith. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. If we're staggering, it's because we're in unbelief. Now you can stagger. Amen. But notice, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So find scripture that covers whatever you're endeavoring to believe for and praying for. Get the word of God for it. Base your faith on God's word. Consider not the contradictory circumstances and give glory to God. Begin to praise God and worship and honor Him. He gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. Now I want you to notice that it said He was not weak in faith. And it tells you what weak faith is. It's staggering at the promise of God. But that he was strong in faith, and it tells you what strong faith is. Now, you see, most Christians, here's what whips them. They say, well, I know I don't have much faith. That's where my problem is. That's it. See, instead of letting the Bible answer you and finding Bible answers to spiritual questions, they try to figure it out in their noodle. You know what your noodle is? That's this bump here. Sets on your shoulders here. And so that must be it. That must be it. No. Most all Christians are strong in faith. They just don't know they are. And they don't act like it, and that's what whips them. Now notice what he said. Weak faith was staggering faith, wasn't it? Weak faith staggered. What did he say, strong faith? There are two ingredients of strong faith. Number one, giving glory to God. Giving glory to who? God. See, not me, you're not man, giving glory to God. What does that mean, giving glory to God? Saying, praise God for His promise. Glory to God for His word. Hallelujah, I believe the word of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God for His word. Glory to God for His promise. Giving glory to God. And then number two, being fully persuaded. Of what? That I'm able to do it? No, that He is able. Being fully persuaded that He is able to do or perform what He promised. Now, how many of you folks are fully persuaded that whatever God said, He can do it? Let's see your hand. Huh? Sure you are. Well, then you're halfway strong in faith. Amen. Well, now then, how many of you can give glory to God? That is, you can say, glory to God for His promise. Well, then you're strong in faith. Say this out loud because you believe it, not because I tell you. If you just said because I tell you, it won't amount to a hill of beans. But if you really believe it in your heart, it'll work. Your heart really agrees with the words you speak. Say it out loud.
I am fully persuaded.
That what God has promised, He is able to perform.
He's able to do it.
I'm fully persuaded that what God has promised, He is able to perform. I can give glory to God. I will give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, then you're strong in faith. I said you're strong in faith. Now say it again. I am fully persuaded that what God has promised, He's able to perform. I can and I will give glory to God. I am strong in faith. For it is written that Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God,
giving glory
And being fully persuaded that what He has promised, He's able to perform. Hallelujah! Glory! Amen! Praise God. Now that's a thing that's going to put you over. You may be seated. Faith, as I said, what is faith? Well, real faith is based and built on the Word. What is faith? Faith is acting on the Word. You see, when Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he is able to perform, he's acting on what God's Word said. When he gave glory to God, he's acting on what God's Word said. And he held fast to that. You see, it doesn't do any good to hold fast to a confession if it's not based and built on the Word of God. See, just confessions per se don't work. But when they're in line with the Word of God, they do. Amen? Now, faith is the result of the Word dwelling in us. I don't mean the Word committed to memory, memorizing scriptures, that's good, but I don't mean that. When I say the Word living in us, I mean the Word lived, the Word practiced, until it becomes a part of ourselves. But how does that come about? We meditate in it. We think deeply into it. We feed upon it. The Word becomes a part of ourselves.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6
yeah.
p.m.
And then on Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday,
yes,
it's at 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is summer blitz for the teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that summer blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.